surprise this morning. Preston, do you like surprises? Yeah. Nicholas, do you like surprises, Marlon? Yeah? Yeah? We have a neat surprise that's happening tonight with our moon. Yeah. Hi, Mary. We have a surprise that's happening with our moon tonight, in that it's going to be a time when the earth and the shadow, so you're going to get it anyway, Matt. When the Earth's shadow is going to shadow over the moon. This is going to be really interesting. I hope you guys are in bed, but maybe. Oh, no school tomorrow, right? But what are some other surprises you guys like to have? Like a surprise of blueberry pancakes for breakfast in the morning? Yeah. That's good stuff, right?
When you eat cheese a lot, you get fat.
That's right.
That's a surprise.
Yeah. But one of the other things we really like to get is, like, I used to as a kid, I love getting letters. Yeah. I would love to go down to the mailbox, or my mom or dad would get a letter, you know, and go down and get the, sometimes the message got a letter today. It's like, oh, that's great. I'd love to get a letter, right? That's a nice surprise to get. Or did you know that your heart beats over 100,000 times a day? I mean, that's a nice surprise, right? That's a good thing to know, that your heart is hard at work. Well, the Bible story this morning talks to us about a surprise where Jesus was in this town called Cana, and he was at a wedding. And they ran out of wine at the wedding. And so the surprise was, he turned water into wine. And it was so good. And it was so good for the wedding and the host and everybody who was in charge. They were so surprised and so grateful to receive it. But one of the things I want you all to remember through this week is that God's love and God's power through the Holy Spirit is a surprise for us to receive. It's a gift. It's a wonderful surprise for us to receive every day, right? We wake up in the morning and we're able to jump out of bed and have lots of energy and ready to go for the day, knowing that God's love and God's support is right there with us. Just like the letter we would receive in the mailbox is a wonderful surprise, or perhaps a big stack, not so big stack of pancakes, right? But just a wonderful gift that we receive and a wonderful surprise for us. So I want you to focus on that and think about that this week as you go into this week. Will you pray with me? How do we do that? Good job. Well, gracious one, we give you thanks for the gift of today, for the surprise of today, for the miracle of today, for the miracle of children and laughter, for the gift of being called and gathering together, for the gift of mission. We're just so grateful. We're grateful to receive that from you. And we will try through this week to show our gratefulness in so many different ways. This and so much more we ask in God's name, and everybody says,
Amen.
Amen. All right.